District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley says a recent educators conference he attended revealed just how dramatic the Illinois teacher shortage is and could become. He spoke to GLT's Eric Stock about the report from the Large Unit District Association. It shows steep drops in the number of prospective teachers taking licensing exams.
It was a big eye-opener. I think all of us knew that we had a teacher shortage, but until you saw the actual numbers of individuals who were going to take the tests for their various educator license, it really was a huge difference between 5 years ago and what you see today, the number of folks who are even getting licensed. So while we had a pretty good understanding that we had a teacher shortage just based on the number of candidates that all of us across the state were seeing applying for jobs, seeing it in numbers of folks that are actually taking the test was very eye-opening.
You and I were both at the Economic Development Council dinner on Tuesday night, in which Rivian CEO R.J. Scringe really made his first public outline for what they are looking to do to build electric vehicles in Normal in the coming years. Now, you were part of a group of dignitaries who went to Michigan a few months back to get an inside look at what Rivian is doing. But as we begin to find out more and more, I know your mind is spinning with possibilities for your students to partner. How do you feel about the project and where it's going now and opportunities for District 87?
I'm very optimistic about that. I think anyone who's had a chance to hear RJ speak, and I was fortunate to hear him in a small setting as well as what we saw the other night at the dinner, he's a very sharp individual, MIT grad, very strong background. He's visionary. And as I listen to his vision, that is shared by other folks who are looked at as experts on the future across this country. So I have a lot of respect for the man and what Rivian is doing. They have hit and exceeded every benchmark that they've said they would hit. They appear to be more than on track towards heading towards production of vehicles. Their technology related to their batteries is very strong. There are some things, obviously, they're not going into detail about, but certainly the unveiling of their vehicles in late November should shed some light on that. That'll be very exciting. But what I'm looking forward to are opportunities for our students and staff and the potential for jobs down the road in this community. And that's true for other school districts around us. So they've been a good partner already as they've begun to come to this community. They've invited school districts, Unit 5 and District 87 in particular, but it's not isolated to us. And I see opportunities for kids to engage in STEM-related activities, get out there to that plant and learn about different technologies. And in the end, what we want to do is provide some career paths that eventually lead to employment at Rivian.
And you're going to be on the waiting list to buy one of the first vehicles, right?
You know, we'll see. I don't know. I've told you before, we just moved and bought a house, and I'm still trying to sell a house. So right now, I'm in no position to be looking at purchasing a vehicle. But from what I learned about those vehicles, I would be very excited to have one. Their performance is very good. They are vehicles that I think are really good for the environment. And you heard RJ talk about what the potential is for over 400 miles on a single charge. That's unique for an electric vehicle. So I want to support the local economy. And if I'm in a position to do that, I absolutely would consider a Rivian vehicle. That would be great.
Riley says he believes Rivian will provide a major economic boost to the area, including District 87, which will not be impacted by tax breaks Rivian is getting. Barry Riley is the superintendent of District 87. He spoke with Eric Stock.